Aniara presents Grandpa's Secret, Part 3 of 3, by Michael Weander. Chapter 44, An Unexpected Surprise. The hovercraft landed at the Eagle's Nest, and Dexter expected to hear applause and praise from his friends who were waiting down on the hangar platform. Instead, he was met by a silent and sullen crowd. Everyone was there, Seagull, Grandpa, Rex, and Maria, but no one said anything. "Has there been a funeral? Why are you so grumpy?" Dexter laughed as he left the hovercraft with Thomas, Valix, and Dr. Eagle. "Dexter, this is it," Grandpa said as he tried to get up from his wheelchair, but he was still too weak. "We're going to have to do something we never thought would be necessary." "Is this really the only solution?" Valix asked. "Do you see any alternatives?" Seagull asked with a deep sigh. "Can someone tell me what's going on?" Dexter asked. "Yes, what happened?" Thomas asked. "Tell me now and stop talking in riddles." Dexter continued. "I have a suggestion," Maria said. "Whether it's the end of the world or not, we still have to eat. There is food ready and waiting in the dining room." "Yes, yes," Dexter and Thomas shouted in unison, for they were very hungry. But Grandpa and Dr. Eagle were against it. How could anyone think of eating at a time like this? "No, no, no. You should not make difficult decisions on an empty stomach. You should always have a good meal first. Then you can think more clearly. Let's eat together and discuss this," Maria continued firmly. Maria was known for her stubbornness. Once she made a decision, there was no stopping her, and she usually got her own way. This time was no exception. After a while, everyone joined her in the dining room. Grandpa reluctantly rolled away in his wheelchair. Dexter and Thomas ran ahead. Seagull and the others walked a little further behind, talking. They were so engrossed in their conversation that they didn't notice that the entrance to the dining room was decorated with large, dark red hearts made out of cloth. Dexter and Thomas, who had already reached the dining room, were taken by surprise. Maria and Rex had turned the whole dining room into one big carnival-like party room. There were balloons and garlands everywhere. They'd even set up a small spinning disco ball and colored lights to illuminate the whole room. The table was decorated with party hats and cones, and there was a little parcel on each seat. Delightful, happy salsa music was playing in the background, and there was a lovely smell of Maria's jambalaya in a big pot on the table. When Grandpa and the others entered the dining room, they thought they were dreaming. They didn't know whether to laugh or cry. What was all this nonsense? The future of the whole world was at stake, and now they were going to eat and celebrate. Grandpa muttered, staring angrily at Maria. "But Grandpa, don't spoil the fun now. You can see how well Maria and Rex have managed to surprise us," Dexter said. "Please sit down," Maria said, smiling broadly and taking Rex by the hand. Dexter and Thomas sat down immediately, but the others kept their distance from the table. "With all due respect, Maria, now is not the time to celebrate, is it?" Seagull sighed. "With all due respect, I've been working and toiling for you nonstop for many years, and now I have something important to tell you. Now is the time to celebrate, because Rex and I are actually engaged," said Maria, who had wanted to wait a while, but now felt compelled to reveal the big secret.